You are looking after that thing, you are trying to get that in box. The cover of Allah subhanahu is that you will not get it. You won't be filled with the cover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah has decreed that Allah will get it. But look at that thing, what is Allah to continue to watch? So what happens? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not with you, or you does not get to get it, you don't do what you do at the first place. That's because you will start to eat. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to eat the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this process, وَقْبِرْ لِحُبِّ رَبِّكْ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِيَا. Be patient for the judgment of your Lord. فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِيَا. Secondly, you are before our eyes. Now, some people say, certainly, you are within our protection. And so say what? You are before our eyes. Now somebody who thinks who interprets this to mean you are within our protection. That is who will be the one to protect you. Whatever happens to you, if they go far, if they beat you, if they take you away, and so on and so forth. You know, all the things that happen to the Prophet of Allah and happen to so many prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the past. They were maltreated, they were beaten. Some people were killed. And the cause of what? Believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those from prophets of Allah were killed. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned there? So فَإِنَّكَ بِعَيْنِينَ. Certainly you are within our protection. You are within our marriage. Now the name is correct. But if the one who is participating to me, you are within our protection, you are within our protection, our guide, our God, the one who interprets it, interprets it that way, you have to negate Allah having eyes. Then that works. It will be that the person has gone the ta'wil of that thing. Obviously, he has misinterpreted that thing. But if he established it this way, at the same time he established what? Eyes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has done the seal of this thing with one of the nawazi. One of the things that are nawazi, things that are necessary. You know, when you see something that you see that will work within your protection, something that you can see. Your children are here, for instance, and you can see them, they are running here and there. If you can see them, that is what they are within your protection. But if you cannot see them, they are not within your protection. So for instance, you are within our protection, as you can see. So if one of the necessary things of your team for you to cover, how is it clear? So somebody says, when you are within our protection, if the person interprets it that way, someone who believes that Allah has eyes, then there is nothing wrong with that. Just like what he said, when Allah said, Kullu shay'in fani, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajh, so everything was to be destroyed, illa wajh, except the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu man alayha fani wa yaqawat murabbi. So could you say that it will never be destroyed in the world except the face of Allah? Does that mean that what the voice of Allah is hanging on the water will be destroyed? No. So somebody will say, could you say that it will never be destroyed in the world except Allah? Huh? Except Allah. Somebody will say that thing. We say, this is what one of the commandments. Huh? One of those that don't move all the Nawazi. Because if the face of Allah remains, that is what definitely the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be. So I will not interpret it with what? With the Nawazi. By saying everything will be destroyed except Allah. If the person believes in what? In the face of Allah, he says, well, it's no problem. He has interpreted it with what? With the Nawazi. because the faith is part and also what the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this is clear. So, but this is also who says, if the Rajha is except Allah, the Quran says that if this is the person that says what, he doesn't believe in what? In the face of Allah, doesn't believe in the hands of Allah, doesn't believe in the legs of Allah, doesn't believe in what he says, Inna Rajha means except Allah. Because this is Ta'wil, that is what? That is wrong. How does it say? But the person who interprets that way, someone who believes in the faith of Allah, someone who believes in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the belief in the faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or according to the second belief of Allah that you are reading now, the person believes, and that we are doing, then there is nothing wrong in it. And that's why you are able to book of the seal, written by God of Sunnah. At times there will be a piece of verses with the Lawabi or the Atadamun, Kadamunia, things that I watch are part and parcel of it. Then Allah says, you are within, you are before our eyes. When I say to somebody, you are before my eyes, that means I can see you, I can keep watching eye on you. I can protect you. But if I say, what it means here is that what? I can protect you, doesn't mean I. Yes, that would be wrong. Because would that be correct? Or would it be correct? The Prophet of Allah would have interpreted it that no, it doesn't mean you refer to I here, it's refer to so and so. How would it explain? وحملناه على ذات الواي والنصور تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان قتل وحملناه الله said and we brought him that he from here to carry we brought him brought to النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام على ذات الواي والنصور on an ark that was made of plank and nails. Tell me the Ayyumina. This act was saying the Ayyumina before our eyes. Jabra and the man in character feel. We did this in order to reward the one who has been disbelieved in. The one who has been disbelieved in. That is Prophet Snow Ali Khawatu Salaam. Now, what is the author of this verse? He wrote this verse in order to establish the attribute of what ayun for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has eyes. How many eyes does Allah have? Allah has two eyes. This is the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Scholars will establish, they will explain this. Why do we establish two eyes? Where Allah did not mention two eyes in the Quran, he mentioned here ayun, eyes. And when we say eyes, that could be what? 3, 4, 5, huh? But this, in the Arabic language, where the Arabs, they use ayun, or they use plural. They can use plural in order to refer to two things. This is permissible in the Arabic language. It is permissible in the Arabic language. They use plural, general, in order to refer to two things. In the English language, they are able to draw that from two. But in the Arabic language, they can say, according to generally, it's like 2 feet, the minimum of genre, plural. But most of the time when they use plural, they will start from 3. But at times, they can use what? Plural. That is, what you call more than 2, they can use it to refer to 2 things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning the two words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one of them something to say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given something by one of his wives, and when he got to the house of the other wife,
So God said, you are speaking from a thing. We kind of thing that smells so hard. So, and those of Allah had only taken on in the house of one of his wives or one of his slaves. So that in order to make that thing appear as if his body is bad, you know, as some people want to do, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from there. Things like this. When you know that you do not like something, you condemn it. Because that thing does not come from you. Something that comes from you, you praise it, you praise it. But something doesn't come from you, maybe it comes from somebody else, you want to criticize that thing. Yes, for criticizing sake. Only because that thing is not good. That is what the nature of mankind generally expects those of Allah to kind of hide away from that. So the Prophet Allah from that man then said that was, it would not, I took on you not, Madhavi, I will not take on it anymore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, Ya Ayyuhan Nabiyyu, you let us have you, ma ahalla Allah bilaka, tabtaghi fardhu min azwajik. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. So, Prophet, why do you forgive unto yourself what Allah has committed to you? Then I have to get the pleasure of Allah, because one of the way of sex on so, the servant of God has worked, Wallahu Ghafur Rahim, Allah is all forgiven, all merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told the Prophet of Allah how the thoughts went. Then the shahid is that these two wives who combined to cook this thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them in the Tuba, إِلَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ صَغَتْ قُلُوبُكُمَا. This is the shahid. In the Tuba, إِلَى اللَّهِ أي both of you return to Allah, فَقَدْ صَغَتْ قُلُوبُكُمَا. Then your hearts are back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala used the word kulubukuma, and there are two. So he said fakat soda kulubakuma. He said fakat soda kulubukuma. So rather it is permissible in the Arabic language to use where the John Wilson of Mosambia to refer to two things. Because this the adverbs they have to act, not three acts or four acts. So fakat soda kulubukuma. So this is permissible in the Arabic language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ كَبِي أَعْيُنِنَا وَتَجْرِي بِ أَعْيُنِنَا does not mean that what Allah has three eyes. What does it mean that Allah has two eyes? He said Allah has two eyes because when the Prophet Allah was talking about Dajjal, he said that Dajjal is A'war. Dajjal was A'war, one eye. The child is one eye. In one report it says, A'awal yumna. He has what? He has his right eye. Has what? His branch. So he says, Wa laysa rabbukum bi'awara. And the Lord is not one eye. The Lord is not what? One eye. That is, when that time comes, do not fall for him. You see him with one eye. The Lord is not one eye. So, if Allah has more than two eyes, the Prophet of Allah has what? We don't tell the companions of the Lord that three eyes are four eyes. So, this is in there and that is what? Allah has what? Two eyes. So, this is what the Ijma' of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But people are saying, because we are not interested in all this, Allah doesn't have eyes. Because eyes is the attributes of the creator of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you ask them, why is it Allah doesn't have eyes? Didn't he mention ayun? Didn't he mention this in the Quran? They said, yes, he mentioned it, but we do not accept this because we will be letting Allah be his creator. The next question is, does Allah have essence? We will say yes. Does his creator have essence? We will say yes. Why don't you negate the essence of Allah because the creator of Allah has essence? So, you know, the people of Judea, they will set trap and they will be one before in that trap. That's one. So that's why the Aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah is as well. the same Allah who goes and says in 72. You cannot be of better understanding than the companions of the Prophet of Allah, or the Prophet and his companions. And that's why he goes bigger. He will say that man have his father, the Prophet have his father, ask him. The will of the father is what is better, is safer. وَمَثْبَدْ هَرُوْءَ الْخَلَفِ أَحْكَمُ وَأَعْلَمُ. But the matter of the khalaf, that is, the successors, is أَحْكَمُ, it's more perfect. Because you can debate with the kuffar, you can debate with people, you can watch debate with them. How do you understand this? You know, some people are interested in science and so on, so they think about what the Quran, they also interpret it, especially in such a way that you agree with what the scientists have said. This is what the Mu'tazila would do with the philosophers. Because they believe they are relating with the kuffar. So they believe that what this argument, this way of arguing, is better. It's better, it's more perfect. You can use it to convince the kuffar more than what the man up of the salah. When these people have been the attention of the salah, were they referring to the companions of the Prophet of Allah and his messenger? No. They were referring to their own salah. You know, the Ash'ariyah, some of them say that when they deceive Aynullah, for instance, or Yadullah, something like that, they will say, only Allah knows the meaning. Only Allah knows the meaning. So who doesn't know the meaning? So we see that means that there are a lot of things that we are reading in the Quran, that the meanings are not clear, a lot of things. That nobody knows the meaning, only Allah knows the meaning of those things that you are reading. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said that the Quran is revealed in Arabic and Mubin, in clear Arabic. So what is clear here? When you have what, something or things in the Quran where, which everybody doesn't know the meaning. What is Mubin here? So, the same thing is only Allah that knows their meaning. Or what's the meaning of it? Only Allah knows the meaning. Al-Habib, Al-Hakim, only Allah knows the meaning. This is what the salaf that we are referring to. Not the salaf of the companions. The salaf of the companions said Al-Alim is all-knowing, Al-Hakim is all-wise. It's clear. But when you are saying this, don't ever imagine your own wisdom and your own knowledge. Because your own knowledge has limits. The limits of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no limits. The wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no limits. So this is what is a simple thing. But this is cool because they have wine and dine with the philosophers. They took this wrong belief and they taught it to people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jaza'an liman kana kufir. We give this merit reward the one who has been disbelieving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us know that the people of Nuh, they disbelieved in him. Only two people believe in Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arsalna Nuh ila qawmi falam tafihim alfa sanatin illa khamsina amin. We have sent Nuh to his people, and he remains in their midst for 1,000 years except 50 years. Calling them to Tawheed, calling them to Shuran, all the good that they are doing. But how many people believe in him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in their Tawheed. Only few people believe in him. Those who believe in Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam after the da'wah of 950 years, they were not up to 100. So someone is coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, and you know, people are not forthcoming their words. They believe doing their words is using the wrong method. The Prophet of Allah said on the day of Qiyam, a prophet to come, there is nobody with me. Nobody believes in me. A prophet to come, only one person. A prophet too. The other is to deliver the message the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked you to deliver the message. Some of them say that the Prophet of Allah has said that the scholars are those who are erected. They goodness of Allah.
Yes.
Because Allah said that. But that doesn't mean you should water that with da'wah. You say what you're supposed to say. But for you to know to say something different from what the messenger of Allah preached, or something different from what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam established, because you want to get the pleasure of the favor of the people, this would be incorrect. This would be the wrong methodology of da'wah. And that's why not as the anbiya is the da'wah, fi al-hikmah wal-aql. The methodology of the Prophet of Allah, according to Allah, there is hikmah wisdom in it, and there is al-aql in it. So anything other than this methodology is not the right methodology. So it calls to stick to the truth. If it is only one person that you are able to mean to call to that of Allah subhanahu, that is sufficient for you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to call 100 people or 1,000 people to invite them to the wrong aqidah. If you are able, to just get a soul and you succeed in teaching this soul the right aqidah, this is enough for you. The ayah be Allah bika rajulan khayrun laka min humrin na'am. Allah said that the Prophet of Allah said for Allah to guide one person through you is better than you having the red camels. The red camels used to be the most important thing to the Arabs in the past. The Shaykh says that Prophet Muhammad calls before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Prophet Muhammad called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعُوتُ الْقَوْمِ لِتَسْتُرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ. Oh Allah, whenever I invite my people so that they can get your forgiveness, جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They will put their hands, their fingers, they will put them in their ears, وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ, and they will cover themselves up with their garments, making them for me. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. And they will insist on their misguidance, they will insist on their kufr, and they will be arrogant. So this is what happened to the Prophet ﷺ. They were making jest of who, when he was making, he was constructing the ark, they were making jest of him. And he would tell them, you are making jest of us, فَإِنَّا نَذْكَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا نَذْكَرُ مِنْكُمْ. We shall also take jest of you the way you are making jest of us today. When the punishment of Allah comes, you know. So when this thing came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the fire, ordered the heaven to send down the rain, and also ordered the ground to also wash out water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to him. Then the two waters were missing, which was the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this thing covered them all to the air center. Before it started, Nuh alayhi salam told his son, he said, Ya Adonai, Ya Karma'ana, oh my son, believe in us and join us, come and enter this ark with us. He said, Fa'awi ila jabari, Ya Hasimu min al-ma'a, forget that, my father. He said, what I wish? I want to the mountain that will protect me from this one. And it happened, this one was among those who are destroyed. The son of the Prophet of Allah among those who are destroyed. Because he did not believe in the Prophet. Prophet from Allah promised that he would save him and his family. And when his son was destroyed, the Prophet said, oh Allah, oh my God, in that meaning times, my son is one of my family. And your promise is what is true. My son is destroyed for Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet, in no way that in times, it's not among your family that I say I watch, I will say, in no amal to raise his father. He has done evil deeds. He has done evil deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Nuh alayhi wa sallam, إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I admonish you not to fall among the jahilun. The jahilun are not ignorant, that doesn't have much knowledge. The jahilun is somebody who is a body, wrongdoers. Those who know the truth and watch will not follow it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَى ذَاتِ الْوَاحِي وَالْرُسُولِ, and we brought him on the ark that was made of plank and nails. This ark was sailing before our eyes. Jazan liman kana kufir. We did this in order to reward one who has been, who has disbelieved. That's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Samudan, ala inna Samuda, kafaru rabbahu. So it is permissible to say what? Kafara fulanu Allah. You can say kafara fulanu billah, and you can say kafara fulanu Allah. Somebody who was disbelieving Allah. Allah said it, Inna Samuda, kafaru rabbahu. If a move is believed in Allah. So it says, جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كُفِرْ. Not at once to reward one who has been disbelieved. That is Prophet Noah alayhi salatu wa salam. So the reason why the Prophet brings this here, or brought this here, is to establish the attribute of eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي وَلِتُسْنَ عَلَى عَيْنِي. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. This is the respect to Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Fir'aun, when one of his men, he had a dream that your mulk, your kingdom will be destroyed in the hands of the God. So I ordered that every male child that was given birth to should be killed. So he is the Rabbi. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never, أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يكون أن يكون له كن فيكون. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do something, it's just to say كن be فيكون, and that will be. The same or the same dream for Fir'aun that his kingdom will be destroyed. So he was taking all the necessary measures in order to prevent a male child from what? From coming to this world under his kingdom. And they were killing them, killing the Bani Israel, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُقَتِلُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. So they were قَتِلُونَ, they were killing mercilessly the male child, fearing this male child. So when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam gave birth to him, he gave birth to him as a male child. You know, she will be disturbed. This child, male child, is going to be killed. Then he had inspiration that she should put the male child in the box and throw that thing into the river. And this river now took this male child first to the house of Fir'aun. Huh? Is that to say what? For it to watch to be easily killed. That would be our own conclusion. But what those people who are looking for the dead children everywhere. So they must, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them much problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the charge to the house of Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what? You are going to be the one to train this charge. Male child. So when they brought the child, this fikra, this idea of killing the male child went away. The wife suggested, let us make use of this child as well. Let us take him as a child. And the husband was accepted. The husband was telling him the order that every male child should what? Should be killed. So and they were the one that trained Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam in that house till he became a man. Allah said what? Wa alqaytu alayka mahabbatan minni. I was the one that made them love you. The one that made them love you. I love you and I also made them to love me. So the time that I wanted them all to love me. So they came to Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah said, وَلِتُسْنَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِ يَعْنِي وَلِتُرَبَّ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِ. So that what? You will be changed before my eyes. You will be changed before my eyes. So most people will be the ones to train you. And it's happened. So that thing never occurred to Quran that he has given orders that every day tells you to kill. So they trained Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the house of Quran. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam grew up in the house of Quran. Until what happened happened. And that was when an Israelite was having problem with a corpse. And they were fighting. Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam intended assisting the Israelites. And in the course of trying to do that, he killed the corpse. But this was something that was concealed. It was not known to the people. Except that Israelite, man and Prophet Musa alayhi wasalam. But that same man was having problem with another corpse another time. So he now asked Musa alayhi wasalam to rescue him. But Musa said, look, you are a troublemaker. So that statement, Prophet Musa alayhi wasalam was going near them. The man said that Musa alayhi wasalam was coming to attack him instead of attacking him, the corpse. And he said, Aturidu an taqtulani kama qatalta nafsan. So you want to kill me, Musa, you want to kill what? Somebody. Some time ago. So his opponent knew that it was Musa that killed that. So he now ran to the people to divulge the secret. So somebody who now asked about the boss who killed Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now came honestly. Said, oh Musa, leave this place. In the Kawa, the Atemirun. The people are what? They are plotting not to kill him. So Prophet Musa alayhi salam had to leave Egypt and he went towards Madian. So the challenge here is that Pharaoh was the one that trained Prophet Musa alayhi salam. When he was training him before Allah now raised him up as a messenger, he loved him so much. And now we are Prophet Musa alayhi salam came back. Let us go to deliver the message of Allah to him. You messenger of Allah. Haven't we trained you yet while you were young? You are not telling us that what? You are a messenger of Allah. Let us take Prophet Musa alayhi salam and said, وَفَعَلْكَ فَعْلَكَ أَتْلَكِ فَعَلْكَ وَأَنْتَ إِلَى الظَّلِيمِ. And you did what you did, you ran away. You are not telling me that you are a messenger of Allah. And Musa al-Islam responded immediately. فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَنْ وَعَلَىٰ مِنَ الْجَرِيمِ. I did it when I was what? I was ignorant. I was, wrong today. So you can't tell me that. It's like somebody is being upright now. And people are telling you what you are being upright. Haven't you done so and so? Haven't you committed so and so thing? Yes! I've committed so and so thing, but now I'm upright. Alhamdulillah. Allah told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wajadat kadhalan fahda." And Islam, they took to my mother. Whatever I've done, Islam has watched. As long as I watch, I've done my watch to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Shaykh, إذا الله سبحانه ورثيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني and I made people to love you and I also love you ولتصنع على عيني and so that what you can be trained or you could be trained before my eyes. So that was why I did what I did. So this verse is establish the attributes of I. So you have Allah Sunnah Jamaah. Don't say Allah doesn't have I. Allah has I. No, Allah doesn't use the word singular yet. He said Aini. He didn't say Ainaya and he didn't say what? Aini. This is other words permissible. So you use what? One. And you are trying to watch more than one. Can you use one to try to watch more than one? This is what is permissible in the Arabic language. So you can say, my hand is so and so. I'm referring to what?
My two hands.
So if I mention one hand and I'm referring to what? The two hands, there is nothing wrong in this. So Allah has eyes, and the eyes of Allah are two, based on the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The next verse also establishes another attribute or some other attributes. فَصَلِّ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوَرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Now this verse, we have talked about it before, but the author wants to give better to establish this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what? The attribute of As-Samru and Al-Basr. The attribute of As-Samru, that is seeing and hearing. As-Samru al-Basr, hearing and seeing, these two attributes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and sees. Now, we said Ahlul Jama'ah, the Ahlul Bid'ah. The people of Bid'ah, the Mu'tazila, and some others, they believe that no, Allah can hear, Allah can see. If Allah sees, if Allah hears, that means you are letting Allah be spiritual. So Tawheed of Allah is for us to negate these attributes of hearing and seeing. This is what? The Mu'tazila. This is the Jahmiyya. So some people said, no, Allah sees the way I see. Allah hears the way I hear. So this is not what? This is the way of the Mu'tazila. Those that once they hear an attribute of Allah, they imagine what? They imagine the attribute of human being. And that's what they have said. The Mu'tazila, that is the Mu'tazila in life, they are almost the same thing, if not worse, than the Mu'tazila. Because somebody will not be a Mu'tazila, that is, he will not render the acts of Allah meaningless, except that what? He is a Mu'tazila. He has already imagined first, how can Allah then demand the gift? But the Mu'tazila does not go beyond what? Beyond the action of what? Beyond the action of letting the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that of his nature. So the Mu'tazila went further. The Mu'tazila went further, not at what? Imagine, then, to the gate. But Ahlul Jama'ah say, there is no conflict. Human being has his own attribute. Allah has his own attribute. The only share is, don't imagine the attribute of Allah to be that of what? Human being or any of his creatures. Just as you cannot imagine the essence of Allah to be that of any of his creatures. But among the creators of Allah, we have said several times, our attributes differ. The hand of an ant is not like the shaking of the hand of a camel. The hand of a camel is not the same thing as that of a man. But they all have what? Hands. So when we say the talking of a man is not like the same thing as the talking of an ant. But the eyes, they also talk, they communicate. But they communicate in way the human being. Human beings communicate, the answer is no. And now why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَتْ نَمْ لَكُمْ يَا أَيَّا النَّبْلُ اُدْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ. An ant said, O group of ants, enter your houses. مَا يَحْتِمَ النَّبْلُ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Yes, Sulaiman and his troop, they will trample on you and they will not feel that what they have done anything. Some of the corners in them lesson and answered. Then Allah said what? Fadabat sana min kawliha. Sulaiman smiled min kawliha from the statement of that ant. So this ant group, we have a group of ants there. If we are communicating, maybe there is what? There is maybe food on the floor. They are inviting one another. One will go and invite other. How will it communicate to the other? I don't know. I can hear it. The genes, they communicate among themselves. Have you ever asked the genes communicating among themselves? But are they communicating? Are they talking? They are talking. Some genes are also talking. So, if the creator is themselves, the attributes, genes, they will share the same name of the genes when it is not an act. But these people do not understand all this. Because of the big carried away with the philosophical whatever they have engaged themselves in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami and is Basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Sami'a, he asked that is still more in the past. And he said now, yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Sami'a, he asked. He also yes, man. Yes. This verse is referring to the incident of a woman called Khawla. Khawla bint Sa'laba. This woman, her husband, likened a bark to the bark of his mother. He said to her, Anti Alaya, Sadwahi Unni, henceforth you are like, you are to me like the bark of my mother. Meaning I cannot sleep with my mother, henceforth I can't sleep with you. So this in the Jahiliyyah means the man has divorced the woman. But this woman was discharged. She already went to the Prophet from Allah and Salaam. He said, O Messenger of Allah, this is what my husband has said. If I should leave my children within, though these children will become wicked. وَإِنْ دَمَسْتُمُ إِلَيَّ And if I should take them to my son, جَعُوا They will be hungry. Because I don't have money to take care of them. If I should give these children to me, they will become a witch. Because they don't have time, we will go to look forward to it. So the woman was disturbed. But in the Jahiliyyah, this means what for life. So that Allah has not had anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is not what? Falak. This is the culture of the people. This is what operates for you to operate. The Prophet Allah Talan says, but Haruti alayhi. You are haram on him. As what? As the culture says. But this will continue to what? To repeat. But if I was this, but. This woman was caught in the room with the Prophet of Allah Aisha radiallahu anha said, Alhamdulillah, alladhi wasa'a samuhu al-aswad. Thanks be to Allah who created a compassion for all voices. She said that this woman came to the house of the Messenger of Allah complaining, wa inna kalama ala yaqfa alayhi. Therefore, she was debating with the Prophet Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I could not hear it. Despite the fact that Aisha radiallahu anha was also in the room. You know, she had a place in her room where she could go easily when people came to the Prophet Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in her room. She was in that place when this woman was debating with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam concerning this matter. Find in the Jahiliyyah, this is what will happen. This will mean talaq. But if I should change it to be talaq now, these children, they will go hungry if I take them, keep them with me. If I should give them to him, they will be wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refused. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا Allah has asked, the invoke is something from Allah. From the self above the seventh heaven. Allah has asked the statement of the one who is debating with you concerning husband. complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about a situation. And Aisha radiallahu anha is just some steps away from the area of the conversation, could not get what she wanted. وَإِنَّ كَلَامَ قَالَ يَخْفَى عَلَى ذِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above himself tells could hear the conversation. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not that is hidden from him. Allah hears everything, he sees everything. And one who understands this attribute very well will know that Allah hears and sees everything, he will avoid doing evil things. You avoid doing things that Allah has not forbidden. Because he knows when he's doing such a thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees him. Knowing the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your tawhid. And misinterpreting the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreases your tawhid. Because the one who likens the hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that of human beings, we also believe that Allah cannot see in when he's doing something secret, when he's doing something evil somewhere. You believe that. So this will encourage him to do everything that is evil secretly. But let him know that this thing that he's doing secretly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees him and hears him, he will refrain from that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami'un, is Basirun, as he has said. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ. Allah has heard the statement of those who say Allah is faqir and we are aghniya. Somebody told some of the companions that your Lord is also asking us to look in. That means your Lord is what? Faqir. Then we, that is asking to look in, is we are aghniya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he has heard what we are saying. He has heard what we are saying. According to what we have explained before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Jews said what? Yadullahi maghlulah. Allah's arm is tied. Ghullat aydihim. Allah said what? The arm that is tied. And their arm continues to be tied. As you have said, the Jews, we never see them sponsoring things that are what? That are good for humanity. They sponsor things that will destroy humanity. They are selfish. Because this is the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The goodness ideal in Wali'il. They are caught. And they are chased away from the rahmah of Allah. The fact that they are building mansions and they are controlling, that doesn't mean they are caught. They are not caught. That doesn't mean they are not chased away from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can test people with giving them bounties. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that فَلَمَّا رَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they forget one, when they forgot, or they neglected what they were admonished to, فَتَحْنَ عَلَيْهِ أَبَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We opened for them the case of everything, حَتَّى إِذَا فَعِلُوا بِمَا أُوتِوا, until they were pleased with what they have been given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we now destroy them. So the fact that somebody is having wealth or has more doesn't mean that God is a man of God. Somebody may have so much wealth and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with that person. And someone will be poor and that person is the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And someone may be rich and the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this we have examples for in the history. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَا وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Allah said, do they think that we do not hear their secrets, what they are discussing in secret? Do they think we don't hear it? Whatever the secret talk, do they think we can hear them? Bala wa rakwa rusul yata dehi, yaktubun.
Allah said, وَرُسُلُنَا عَلَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Our messengers are with them writing what they have said. مَا يَكْتُبُونَ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse. So Allah Ta'ala establishes what نسمع here. That we hear. إِنَّنِي مَا أَقُولَ أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Likewise, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Harun and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to go and deliver the message, Allah says, إِنَّنِي مَا أَقُولَ with you, with you both, أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. I hear and I see. So whatever they want to be, don't forget about that. I will take care of you. So Allah establishes a ru'ya here. That is seeing. He also establishes what as a sam'u. He has part of his voice, his attribute. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't he know that Allah sees him? That is the one who is trying to do or was trying to prevent the Prophet of Allah from what? From there. أَيَكَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was observing Salah al-Ka'aba, during the time that Ka'aba was still under the control of the Quraysh, so some people who prevent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in essence, Abu Jahl or somebody went and placed the intestine of a camel, placed it on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are saying a messenger of Allah. So if we remember, Allah says, "Wahbi li hukmi Rabbi, fa innaka bi ayyina." Who protect you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ. So when all this happens, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمْ. Don't think that Allah sees, he sees everything. So Allah establishes what? The attribute of sin here. أَلَّذِي يَرَى حَكِينَ تَقُومْ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ إِنَّهُ وَالْسَبِيرُ الْعَلِيمُ. The one who sees you, حِينَ تَقُومْ, when you are in qiyam, وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. He also sees you in the way you prostrate among the prostrators, those who prostrate when you are leading people in salah, in jama'ah. Allah sees you. إِنَّهُ وَالْسَمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah is all hearing and is all knowing. وَكُلِ الْإِمَانُ فَصِيَا اللَّهُ وَحَمَ لَكُمَا رَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O Messenger, tell them that all munafiqun, continue to do what Allah has done. Pretend that you are among the Muslims and continue to do the evil that you have been, the Ainj, the Muslims. Continue to do. فَطَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Allah will see your deeds. Allah already sees what you have been, but Allah will see it in such a way that wants it to be clear to everybody. Allah will see in such a way that wants it to be clear to everybody. Not that Allah alone will have what? The knowledge of that thing, or who will be the one to see it only. Allah will see it in such a way that what? Everybody will also see it. Because what Allah has wrought the creed and what has been in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu, Allah will know it's one of the conditions of that. Until what we do it. But Allah knows it. So what you have been, Allah sees it. Allah will also make the people to see it. Allah will expose you. وَرَسُولُ, and his messenger will also see it. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and the believer will also see it. Now all these people, they are munafiqun. So these verses, if you look at them, they establish, attributes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah, they will take these attributes. Ahlul Bid'ah wa Dalal, they will establish these attributes, or they will take it and liken it to that of the human beings or creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah will stand in the middle. So do not take the way of the Ash'arira, nor the way of the Mu'tazila, nor the way of the Maturidiyya, nor the way of the Jahmiyya. Stay to the way of, or stick to the way of the Salaf al-Salih, who will take the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way they are, and they will believe that it's not the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, it's not the same way with that of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will share names.
وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.
Okay. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid al-qadha. Al-qadha is for one to leave some part of the Islam. The question is it permissible? Simply put, is it permissible for one to have part of the air caught and leave the other part? This is not permissible. This is what's known as al-qadha. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid al-qadha. So it's not the way of the believers. Allah. Common books? Yes, you can find them in most books. That is that if you look at people's sunnah and things like that. Now, my issue is a good question. But areas where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أحببتم أن تتركوا نعم والله يسلم أن يقول أمنهم لا يسلم نعم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا أمنا وهم لا يسلمون نعم We have a verse state for yourself where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُ بِالْغَيْبِ So many verses like that and you want that we quoted وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ something like that So all these verses do not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not have the previous knowledge of all these things. So this means that what knowledge that Allah will have, that the people also watch, will also have it. The people of Bid'ah, they hold on to verses like this to say what? Allah did not know things until they happened. Until what? Until they happened. But verses that say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything. He has knowledge of things all before what? The apple. So, this verses, in order to reconcile them, is to say what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know this thing in such a way that what? It will be clear to the people. Because he already knew them, as we have in many verses and ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the people of Bid'ah, they take the part of the Quran and leave the other part. So this is not the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So this is a good question. And that's why the fact, وَخَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ Doesn't mean what? Allah has not seen everything before. But he will see it in such a way that what? If he wants to punish, he will punish you in such a way that people also know at what it punishing one justly. Allah. Now,
in the area of ground, is there any evidence that the river, the blood, that the wife, the way she went down, that made him appear around, or that maybe the river blood in it from the very far country.
Everything, all of it was in Egypt. Huh? Musa was in Egypt. Quran was also in Egypt. I know that maybe from everything from the territory of Egypt, and everything was under the control of Quran. So it's not that because the river brought him from him. You can remember Allah, it was said to the sister who sees that he follow the box to know where the box is going to us. So the mother could not be such a thing. You know, it was a very big challenge for somebody to have a baby, and she felt that, okay, instead of me allowing people to kill this baby, let me put this baby in the box. And so that maybe the river will carry a way out of the country or something like that. But it was not the inspiration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the mother. Allah. There are some stories that are related to things like this that are not authentic. Some storytellers will just write them in order to swell the books to make it voluminous. For things that Allah has not told us of history, or the story of the Prophet, nor has the Prophet told us, it is better for us to avoid dabbling into something like that. So some of them will be correct, some of them will not be correct. You can't really tell which is correct. So why should not we bother ourselves about trying to watch, to tell the same stories, some of it, which you can't really tell whether they are correct or not. And that's why some people who wrote, or some scholars who wrote on Qisas al-Anbiya, they have a lot of what? A lot of incorrect statements in their Qisas, their stories. So only some wrote good ones. Like, that's a different thing, is okay. So some people who summarize more less than that, like Al-Hassan Nadwi, Ali Nadwi also wrote. We are teaching it to what we have in the Quran and what in the Sunnah. So some scholars write Tariq al-Anbiya, limiting it to what we have. This is better than what we're going to give stories that try to tell of their authenticity or not, because they are not in the Quran, neither are they in the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. What are they?
There are some books that want to read that. If that starts to be a letter like this, then get to know that what you read those books are wrong. But just now, there was one book like that, the Judgment Day. When the Prophet Adini, when he was saying, when on their judgment, he would go to the minister, he would go to all the prophets, and he would go to Adam, that I'm not thinking with his hand. When he explained that part, he said, ah,
If we take out our mothers and fathers, most of our parents, with respect to Asma wa Sifat, in fact, if you start lecturing them on this Asma wa Sifat, they will want you. What is this? Is there any person that says Allah doesn't have hands? Is there any person that says Allah doesn't have eyes? They will want you. Because this thing is what is against human nature. But what people have to learn all this rubbish, which they call what? Which they call knowledge, or they call science. That is when you start seeing all these things. And that was some of them who repented, some of the so-called Ashaira or Tesla who repented. Some of them know Jim Tower at the end of their life one says that فَأَنَّبَا أَمُوتُ عَلَىٰ عَقِيدَةِ عَجَائِلِ الْزَبُورِ He said, yeah, I am dying on the belief of the old women of Liverpool. Dying on what? The belief of the old women. One says, وَلَمُّنْ فَسِدْ مِنْ بَعْثِنَا تُولَ أُرُوِنَا تُولَ جَمَعْنَا فِي إِلَىٰ وَقَمْنَا Would not benefit anything throughout our lives except what? He said. And so, this is a philosophical book. This one and so. So what audacity will one have to say the act of Allah, the power of Allah, that is what is meant to say. So these people were brought up by the Ash'ariyah or Qadiriyah school, the rationalists, those who are rationalists. They are looking for ways to present this Islam to the West so that the West, they will establish them, they will accept it from them. So instead of using what we have in the text, they use their intellect to So anything that goes against their intellect or the text, they rubbish it. Even if they had it, oh, it is easy. That is that Israel. If it's a verse of the Quran, they will do it in such a way that what? They will make it agree with their interpretation. And this is what is the exact thing that people were devilish and the Jahmiya that is said in. And that was his composure. Very, very important to teach people the right aqidah. Teach them the aqidah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam companions. Don't worry, know these things in our era today now. It will be protecting the aqidah of the Ash'ariyah or the Mu'tazila, and it will be saying, well, Ahl-Sunnah. And when you look at what is saying or what is writing, the aqidah of the Ash'ariyah and the Mu'tazila, and the Jahmiyyah was claiming to be what? Among the Sunnah. Some people will be championing the Aqidah of the Khawarij and they will be claiming what Ahl-Sunnah Jama'ah. And that's why people ought to be tutored the right Aqidah so that they will know when they are saying Ahl-Sunnah Jama'ah, they are saying Ahl-Sunnah Jama'ah in truth, not Ahl-Sunnah Jama'ah on the tongue, but their belief and the practices are the practices and beliefs of the people of Bida, Wallahu A'lam. So, there is no effort. So many people fall into things like this. People are interested in looking for the scientific whatever of the Quran, science of the Quran. And now when they are given lectures. Have you ever seen them saying, okay, want to treat Al-Asma or Sifat? Or want to treat Al-Qadr? Or want to treat Al-Imam bin Malaika? Want to treat Al-Imam bin Yom al-Akhir? You will see topics like this. You will be seeing topics like the planetization of so and so, the some topics that we see. As if what Al-Imam bin Malaika, Al-Imam bin Yawm al-Akhir, they are not important issues in what? In Islam. Like one of them said, no, Aqidah or Tawhid can be treated in just all these. There are more important things. So if Aqidah can be treated in 5 minutes, how many years did the Prophet use in preaching Aqidah to the people? 5 minutes. He treated Aqidah to his death. And so when you say what Aqidah can be treated in 5 minutes, you don't have to concentrate on what, how can we have Muslim bankers, Muslim economists, Muslim scientists, Muslim engineers, Muslim so and so. So this is fitna and Allah has assisted us. Wallah. No? Okay. Okay. It is clear that somebody, a monarch, has something in his mind, but he did something else. So Allah will make it clear to the people that to Allah will expose what they have in their heart to the people. But people watch. The people will see it. So that shows that what there is correlation between the art and what belief. If you say you are a believer, you are saying it on the phone. If your act doesn't have belief in that, then that is what is nifaq. And if one does it with one's claims, but one act does not believe in it, one is doing iman with his lips, but his act doesn't believe in that, that is what nifaq. Okay? If one a dream has this one has it in one's mind, but as a result of being forged by somebody, one is doing something that is contrary to what is in one's heart. Imagine in one's heart, but as a result of being forged, one is doing something that is contrary to that. That of the heart still takes what dissident. The person iman still remains. But when one is not under duress, one should do to make what he does agree with what is asked. So this is what this is the iman. So there is correlation between the two. There must be an agreement between what you have in the act and what is being done. So when Allah said what for the Lord, Amalahu wa Rasuluhu wa Muminun. So Allah will see your acts and the prophet and the believers. So that shows that their evil intention, what they have in their mind, what they conceive in their heart, will be made manifest to people. What they do behind the believers will also have to be made known to the believers, that this is what they do behind you, so that their effect will be clear. So, not all of them, but a lot of them, they are in fact, were made clear during the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For some of them, they are in fact was still was concealed. But generally speaking, we say the acts of the Munafiqun, the acts were made known to the believers. Allah.
So said that a sheikh in Morocco, Abdul Bar Zanzan, issued a fatwa not permitting the act of necrophilia, that is having sexual intercourse with the dead. So that is with one's wife. He quoted that even death doesn't validate man's contract between the couples, that is ends the campaign. So what the Sharia really mean that?
Well, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, Rasulullah. It's an evil fatwa which is not correct. How can one be having sexual intercourse with a dead person? Now, the statement that the dead does not invalidate the marriage contract. So these scholars will use as evidence to say that the man will inherit the wife and the wife will also inherit the man. So on the day of Qiyamah, they will be offered to husband and wife to one another. That shows that what it has not been what broken off. From having sexual intercourse with a dead person, this is not okay and not in line with the teachings of an Islam. So there are a lot of things that will be saying, that people will be saying. Some people know how to please the West in some things that they are doing, despite the fact that they know this is our practice. But because they want to please the West, they don't want them to look down upon the Muslims to be using fast ones against the text. Just like somebody who said a male or female Muslima can marry a kafir. You know, it is permissible for a Muslim to marry a Nasrani or a Yahudiya if she's a Sheikh. If she is Sheikh, this is what permissible, Allah says. But the reverse is not permissible.
For a Muslim to marry a Jewish or Christian man, this is not permissible. Or to marry any caste, it's not permissible. So somebody said, like Hassan Turabi in Sudan said, this is permissible. He said, this is what permissible. He said, the evidence that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that it is permissible for you to marry the people of the book. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wala kunthul mushrikeen hatta yuminu. So that you shouldn't give them in marriage doesn't mean what? It is not permissible for them to. So in perpetuating the past in such a way that what you don't the in such a way that you favor the people. So if the mushrikeen there being referred to is not the Arab people. Is that clear? So the Arab people, mushrikeen, don't give the mushrikeen. They say the Arab people, they are not what? Mushrikeen. And Allah permitted marrying what? The Arab people. So the Arab people, mushrikeen here, does not know what? The Arab people. So you can marry a female Muslim can marry a Jewish man or a Christian man because it's not among the Mushrikun. But is this the way the Islam scholars interpreted this? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ. So, those who disbelieve, so among Ahlul Kitab and Mushrikun. Allah is not Mushrikun yet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said about those who call on Isa as on the calling son of God. He said, وَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. So there are also Mushrikun, but the word Mushrikun, when mentioned, those who will be addressed with it immediately are the idolaters, the Kufar of Makkah and the likes. But that doesn't mean that all the idolaters are not Mushrikun. So using things like this to those, they will be looking for something that they can bend their necks in order to justify what they already stand upon. Or somebody who says a woman embraces Islam, can she continue to be under the kafir husband? A woman who embraces Islam, she was a kafir, she embraces Islam, can she continue to be under the kafir husband? You know, it's something that is not clear, but in some way it is permissible. So we'll be looking for ways to bend the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to bend the verses in order to suit. So one should avoid things like that. So many of them, we should avoid things like that. So this part one is very, very wrong. Allah.
The
Now if one is forced to do something like that, particularly when one is working with the government, and if one is forced to do something like that, if it is not clear to one where the money is being invested to, one should not bother oneself by asking, where are you investing our money? So whatever the person is given at the end of the service, he can take it. So these scholars have looked at it as what the government asks to that, it's like a gift. They are taking from you and they are keeping, and it has what half of what is paid for you to make the own amount that they are given to you. So what do they do with it? But if one is, if it is clear to one that this is what they are doing with it, that what they are doing with it, they are investing it in places that are haram, then in that case, when one is given that, one should also calculate
what should be the normal amount that was be collected from him, and what is added to it, one should give it out in the installment. Number one.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. I would like our brothers to invite you to be a people of Jonathan of Judea, inshallah. So after the answer, she will only be there. So the address is at the digital street, the park of Bagada, along the beauty. So inshallah, if you invite me, you will of course.